Okay. Jared's, and it's November 12th, 2008.
Yeah, November 12th. Okay. Could you tell me a little bit about your family history, both like kind of where your parents are from and then more historically where your whole family is from, like Europe and whatever?
Okay. My parents, they both grew up in a small town in Indiana called Huntington, which is in the northeast corner. And they lived there, they grew up there, and they moved probably around 80s into Georgia. Then I was born in Marietta and then moved into Roswell when I was about 12-ish. But I think as far as most of their extended family is all within that small little town and stuff, close around. I think my last name is kind of like Swiss German or something, so I don't know if family came from over there. Mm. But,
okay. Anybody in your family speak another language natively besides English?
Well, my dad's parents were missionaries in South Africa, so they speak some Afrikaans.
Okay.
And so, yeah, my dad speaks a little bit. He's kind of out of touch with it by now, but it's the only language that he picked up.
Okay. Do you speak any Afrikaans yourself?
Or no. Just kind of, okay. He's told me a phrase, but I forgot that name. So, I mean.
All right. Good enough. We're going to start talking today about religion.
Okay.
Do you identify with any specific religion?
Well, I'm Christian. I grew up in the Nazarene denomination.
Okay.
With actually my mom and my dad both went to the Nazarene church, which I compare it to a Baptist kind of conservative Christian, but my dad's parents were missionaries in Africa through the Nazarene church, so but now denomination is not a big deal. I go to Methodist campus ministry in a Presbyterian church, so it's really, it's just non-denominational. I don't affiliate with real denomination.
Okay. Did you have a church that you would go to on a regular basis while living in Roswell?
In Roswell, I did. I started off for the first 2 or 3 years. I went to North Point Community Church, which is actually in Alpharetta, a huge church. Mm-hmm. It was non-denominational. And then we started hanging out with my best friend, and then I changed churches to one locally in Roswell called Fellowship Bible Church. And I've been going there ever since. Every time I go back home, I go there too.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you would do through Fellowship Bible Church other than weekly service?
Weekly service in the mornings, and then at night there's a senior high for the high schooler ministry. Then I was in a small group kind of through that, like 8 people or so. And every so often, volunteer or something, I guess. But over the summers, I'd do a prayer breakfast, which is just with a bunch of other high schoolers. We just kind of get together on Wednesday mornings and pray together. And I've also been to a couple missions trips through there. 2 so far, both to Guatemala, and I'm about to lead my 3rd one. Upcoming summer.
Very cool. But, yeah. So you'll be in charge of that?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Tad nervous, but
yeah, that'll be fine, right? You've done it before. Mm-hmm. So how would you say religion plays a role in the everyday life of most Roswell people, speaking in general terms?
Most Roswell people, I guess, I mean,